Well, I'll see. I lose the pins. I be losing the phones. You got one job, girl. One job.
What's up? There you go, cause what's up? What's up?
Definitely got caught in between the thigh and the couch.
Wow. The thass.
The
that,
right.
It's that, the thass.
A thouch.
The thass. It got caught by the thass of it all. The thass. The ooh ah of the bouch of it all.
Huh. You don't say.
Org.
You don't say, but I do say that we probably should go ahead.
You do say?
And pull up. No.
Oh. If I do say so myself. Okay.
There you go.
That's nowhere near where it needed to be. Ew. Shit.
Wait, I have a couple more questions to write down.
Okay, keep doing what you're doing.
All right.
I'm going to find today's selection. Okay? Selection. And while I do that, hey, everybody. I hope you've been enjoying these first couple of weeks, okay, of the new year. And even though it's not really the new year, y'all know how I feel about that. Either way, I hope you've enjoyed January. I hope it didn't, like, go so slow for you guys. We hear that the groundhog saw its fucking shadow or something. I don't know. I don't know what it did, okay? I just know that somebody said that means it's 6 more weeks of winter, and I live in the Midwest. We don't care.
Okay? Winter always exists.
Winter is coming, okay? It's come. It's been here. Oh shit. I need to actually deal with that real quick. But
yeah.
Let's stop it and I'll find the song.
Indeed.
Mm-hmm.
Hey. Don't you know? Mm-hmm. Welcome to the show. Mm-hmm. Come on in, yo. Mm-hmm. Take off your shoes. Mm-hmm. Shake off those blues.
That's all I got.
Yeah, me too.
Okay, so we're back. Hi, we're back. Hello.
Back, as a matter of fact.
We figured it out.
Yeah.
Okay. And sometimes, if we get a chance to figure it out, it may or may not come out better than we were before.
Right.
Thank God we're better, okay? Because it was touch and go for a while there. I don't know about y'all, but...
Man, life be life, man.
Life be life, man. And, yikes.
On bikes.
Yikes on bikes.
With tights.
That's what I have to say, because the fact that I'm starting with this song is kind of problematic, but whatever. We'll get there. Anywho, we'll get there. Today's Diddy Bop is happening to us right now. Okay.
Stop playing with him, Ryan. Like damn, she and her move. 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 She lit, get money too. Like damn, she and her move. In the mirror, I'm doing my dance. Ain't packing out nobody's pants. He a rapper, but don't got a chance. Sucking my waist, so I'm loving my bands. Like a million views in a day. There's so many ways to get paid. I tried dipping, he begged me to stay. Bae, I'm not staying, I just wanna play. In the party, he just wanna run. Big boobs in the bus, they plump. She a baddie, she know she a 10. She a baddie with her baddie friend. They like ice, how you always stay hot. Oh, they mad cause I keep making bops. Oh, she mad cause I'm taking her spot. If I was bitches, I'd hate me a lot. Like damn, she in her mood. Like damn, she in her move. Like damn, she in her mood. Like damn, she in her mood. She lit, get money too. Like damn, she in her mood. Damn. No friends, I don't fuck with the fake. Saying they love me, but one in my place.
Oh. Yeah, because she in the mood.
Period. Like, damn. She in her mood.
Yeah.
Okay. Hey, guys. Welcome to the Ratchet Aunties podcast.
I am your TT Camille J.
And I'm your TT Aaron. What's up, her? How are you guys? How y'all feeling?
Retrograde-y.
Are you feeling like shit?
Yeah, for the most part.
Okay, what's that been like for you?
Very chaotic and quiet at the same time, if that makes any sense. It's almost like watching a movie on mute on the TV. You know it's a lot of shit going on. You can't hear it, but you can see it.
Like, damn.
Yeah, that sound like relationships nowadays.
Like, damn.
Mm-hmm.
She in her mood.
Yeah. Yeah, I am. Pow, pow, my niggas.
Oh, no. We just want them funds, okay? We just want the funds. We just want the funds.
That's it. That's it.
That's all.
And I'm just saying, like, because the fuck?
Oh.
Yeah.
That's how it's been?
It has. You know, okay. 2023 thus far has taught me I will not hold my tongue for anyone.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, I can respectfully say everything that I need to without disrespecting the other person.
Okay.
Yeah. Because a lot of times I find that people don't say the things that they really feel because they anticipate the person's answer.
Ooh, so you mean thinking for somebody else?
Absolutely.
Assumptions. Okay.
Yeah. That sounds like some relationships nowadays. Yeah, so I'm just going to say whatever it is that I need to say. Because, I have not been. So I will.
She's, you know, guys, she's been working on herself, and I am completely aware of her progresses and regresses.
Hey, I mean, they've been good.
They've been good.
They've been good regressors. They weren't too extreme.
They were not.
They were not extreme.
We'll talk about it at another time, friends. We'll talk about it.
Whatever.
But today we did recognize that, you know, we're in Black History Month, okay?
Yes.
We are here. And with Black History Month comes, I don't know, I feel like we should really like try harder to like push out more content, you know?
Absolutely.
So I feel like we should push out some, I don't know, like maybe twice a week this
sounds good
month
to me.
Or, you know, maybe like three times a week. I don't know. We'll work on something. If I can make something happen every day this month, I would, because Black people are amazing. And of course, we need our own like push into greatness sometimes. We use it as our inspiration. Okay.
Yeah.
So, no, you may get some twice a week this month, which is really cool for you.
Not May. You will.
It's really cool for you. And yeah. I'll say why it's really cool for you. Because we be talking a lot outside of this. And, of course, y'all be needing to know what goes on with us. And we don't tell y'all all the time. Because, really, it ain't none of y'all business. But sometimes we like to share what's happening with our lives. And, thankfully, y'all have been watching Single Mom Memoirs. Okay. You have been watching my Amazon ridiculousness, okay?
Yes, yes.
You have been still patronizing our businesses. Don't Be Petty Nail Bar. We also have, you know, just, you know, the hand slangs of Miss Camille J. And then you guys have also been helping out with House and Home Goods and keeping me working. So I appreciate that, because sometimes I need a break. And then sometimes, you know, we have deaths in the family or we get sick and shit like that. So yeah. The fact that you guys are still listening, love that for y'all. Love that for us.
Yeah.
You know, it's good for all of us.
We are appreciative.
We love y'all. Okay. We love y'all so much because we love ourselves, and we got enough love for ourselves to give y'all just a little bit more. So,
yes.
You know, congratulations.
You're the father.
You are the father of our podcast, baby. Yeah. Congratulations. You guys are all responsible. We're expecting some tatas for TT's donations dropping very, very soon. But also, y'all know that we got an OnlyFans, y'all.
Whole time.
So,
if you want to know more,
y'all might want to, you know, click the link in the bio. You might want to click the link in the bio, okay? Because like I said, y'all may get two pieces of content, but they may get three. We don't know.
Never know.
You never know.
Yeah.
But you know, whenever I get skinny, I start to show my ass a little bit more. And that's kind of why God didn't like keep me skinny. And he knew that if I got ass like to a certain degree, like clearly I knew it was going to be a problem. Okay, I knew this when I was a teenager. Having an ass is a problem.
Absolutely.
So, going without showing my ass for so long.
It's that time.
Oh, it's always, like, it always just, you know, fluctuates. Yeah. Sometimes, you know, a lot of times my style is just my style. Like, it don't really matter. A lot of times it's streetwear, maybe a little bit of high fashion, high low, I don't know. It depends. I don't really go boho too far unless it's like Afro inspired boho, like you know, like I'm not fully Lisa Bonet incense, you know, Badu type shit. Yeah. However, Erykah Badu was born like a couple days after me type shit, so I understand the Piscean energy about it. But we're all different. Like, yes, we all do smoke blunts and light incense. That's okay. Sure, we all have that in common,
because that's always the first thing that they equate with it. It's hilarious.
Do they leave a trail of lovers and onlookers in the path and in the past?
Yeah. It's like love potion number 9, you know, like it just wefts through the air.
Y'all all want to fuck Rihanna. All of us have seen Rihanna's pussy more than we've seen like a lot of people we know. We've seen Rihanna's pussy on the internet like so much more, right? That's just in photographs. Like, right. We've just seen her body. That's how free she is. You know what I mean? Like, come on. Janae Aiko. Another Pisces. Pussy fairy? I don't know. Sean has never left her.
Never.
Like, I don't understand.
And he even quoted, he made her come 9 times.
He had to say that in a song.
Yeah.
To remind us.
that's just how magical that pussy is. Because the pussy fairy was on the way.
Okay. Like, we know. We know. So, for all of y'all, that are like, hey, it's Aquarius season. I know that too. I totally get that. And because I'm logical enough to understand, hey, it's about y'all right now, I'm not going to skip that far into it. I just know February, love month, okay? Love of black people.
Yeah.
Okay? Love yourself, okay?
Spread love.
Spread love.
Be love.
Okay.
Show love.
We going to show it, so y'all show us on too, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So let's get into today's topics.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to start off with the nastier side. So,
ooh.
So we were watching another pod the other day, and we got to watch Daddy Hef.
Yes.
On the Tizzoob. We got to watch Glamazon Taomi. We got to watch the, what is it, the Magical Unicorn?
Yes.
Okay. Mandy and Wheezy.
No, the Naked Unicorn.
The Naked Unicorn. Oh, right. No, she said her pussy was magical.
Right.
And that made her
a unicorn.
Yeah. Right. And unicorn recognizes unicorns. So, again, congratulations. we love it. But they were speaking of how milking... Okay. Mm-hmm. Another aspect. I know y'all... Why? Why is it always up to me to bring the aspect of the day? Hey, fellas. Yeah, I say hey, fellas. Yeah, y'all niggas is getting goddamn prostate cancer. And do you know what happens with prostate cancer? Majority of the time is that your prostate has enlarged. And hey, you know what? Well, what creates like relief for the enlarged prostate? Massage.
Yeah.
To the prostate. Now, everybody else, dear Mr. and Mrs. Bitches, that does not mean, hey, now it's time to just stick your finger up your nigga ass.
And jab.
Don't
do that.
The point is massaging the prostate so that it's like a soft little spongy part that if you understand what G-spots are like.
Yes. It's reminiscent of that.
If you've ever experienced it, I don't know.
I really hope you have.
I mean, but we talk to a lot of people who don't. So, perhaps
sorry.
You haven't. Okay.
Oh, fuck.
If you have not reached said G-spot, it is inside of the vagina. It could be located up and over or down and around. However you get there, it feels like a large spongy mass of tissue. Okay. It's mm-hmm. not super tough. So don't go stabbing at it. The point is again to massage it because that is the pressure that creates, I don't know, sometimes the squirt for women, sometimes, you know, orgasm for most. But in case you get there.
Right.
And you're unaware of what to do, the key is to massage. What would you like, you know, pressure to feel like for, you know, you to receive pleasure and not pain? Okay. If you receive, you know, pleasure from pain, that is a totally different spectrum.
Right.
But just what you would like to receive pleasure from. So maybe, gentlemen's, mm-hmm. you need to be getting your prostates massaged, and that can help ease the pain and kind of, deter you from getting said prostate cancer.
Absolutely. But don't tie your masculinity to any type of anal play.
Don't tie your masculinity to your health, fellas.
Yeah.
You such a man that you can't get yourself, like, dealt with or, like, nigga, no, you cut your shit. Okay.
Yeah.
It's like it's hanging off now. You know, you gotta go get that patched up, my guy. You can't just walk around with your finger just hanging off. Like, you might have to get that fixed.
Yeah.
If it's your ass, I understand. You may it's shit that comes out of there. I understand. Like, how could it? Oh my God.
Right.
Clean your ass. It's something that you can do, like. If you're doing vaginal intercourse, then a lot of people douche or clean mm-hmm. their vaginas after sex because it's after secretions and things have entered. So then you're flushing it out.
Correct.
But if you're doing anal play, the point is to do the cleaning beforehand.
Correct.
Because everything else gonna come out. So you might want to clean that up. And then perhaps you can receive pleasure from an area that is, you know, not full of shit. And then that can, you know, ease your mind right. a little bit.
And you know what?
Just a little.
The more we're talking about it, the mm-hmm. people that have an active sex life, they are not angry.
Yeah. It's a stress reliever.
It is. But not only that, but it's not just about having sex, too. In my opinion, it's about the people that you're having sex with. 'Cause that that not transference, but it's a like you're transferring energy from one to another.
Okay, that's about the quality of sex,
right? I only have quality sex. I only prefer quality sex. I don't just because I want it right then and there don't mean that I need to have it. So okay. and so until I get it the way that I know that I want it, or the way that I need it, that's when I'll act upon it.
Are you gonna deny a want just because? Well, I mean, that's up to you. That's up to you. Because I would say, what's so wrong with a want?
There's nothing wrong with a want, but it's just like I don't want it then, because I select the people that I would like to have sex with in a weird way.
I'm interested. Go ahead. Please explain to the audience what that means when you say I have a weird way. What?
Yeah. So I have a level of weirdness that I look for first, because if you're too quote unquote normal, then it just, that doesn't work for me. So if you work a regular job and you do regular people shit, and you just have, yeah, I go to the gym, I went to work, I checked on my 401k, I'm fixing up my house, and then tomorrow I'm going to go to work, and then I'm going to go to the gym. I ain't the one for you.
So that's not even a little bit hot to you?
Fuck no.
Yikes. She knows what she doesn't want. All right.
No, I do not. I don't want that.
Okay.
Seriously.
Okay.
And that's only because I am the creative type of person that I am. And I just have to be with another type of creative for them to understand some type of level of creativity. Because people who don't create, who are with people who do create, I don't know how that balances out.
I mean, I understand it, but at the same time, I'm not gonna say, like, I get it. Okay, if I'm looking for partnership, me being who I am, no, I am not looking for a gentleman who works, you know, as a fucking
shit. Look, you can't even think of a regular job.
I'm like, because a supervisor?
Supervisor. At Supercuts.
Oh, wow. Okay. Okay. So let's get into this. So me, right? So I'm me, and he is a supervisor at Supercuts. Okay. Go. So he picks me up. In his, let's see, it's Supercuts. It's not like it's a fucking real barbershop. It's fucking corporate barbershop. Okay, so he definitely has some sort of Hyundai.
Honda, right. Or Honda.
Hyundai. He doesn't even have a Honda if he's at Supercuts for the long haul. Like, okay. If you're going into it, like, management position... Like, granted, I do think that, you know, some people can... I am a quitter of jobs, so I get it. But most times, your manager should be in a position to be, like, kind of there for the company and kind of wants the best for the company. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, I'm there for that part, but do not expect me to be, like, now she is regional. Like, now she's, like... Whoa.
Oh, you don't want to climb the ladder?
I don't want to climb the corporate ladder anymore. Because when I was young, it was fun. It was fun.
You're not young no more?
No, when I was a teenager, when I first started working, like that's what I mean by young. Like, I can't, like, and most times young is relevant too. I totally get it. But yeah. Oh my God. Supercuts, me at my big age, that means he's like, okay, because clearly he's my age or younger if he works at Supercuts as the manager. Like, he's not older than me.
What if he's older?
I'm not dating an older guy who works at Supercuts. I said me still. So
that's not good enough?
If it's me, it's a young nigga who works there. and he picked me up in his Hyundai. Okay, like that's what that is.
That is hilarious.
He just dicking haircuts and making schedules.
Okay,
you know.
Yeah. That's not attractive.
We eat a lot
man.
Of Hot Pockets. I don't know. I could probably find this. Is he into anime? Do we cosplay together or something? He's got to be into something weird if he chose Supercuts for a career path.
Of course.
So my guess is he's been saving up to go to like Comic-Con in like Yakuza or some shit. Like he wants to go.
Yeah. Something very adventurous. Like backpacking in Bangkok. I don't know.
And then I'm like, he's not black. Also, if he's younger than me, he works at the Supercuts.
And has a Hyundai.
And he has a Hyundai. He's like of Arab descent or like maybe Spanishy.
Yeah, I was about
maybe
say
black
Hispanic.
And Spanishy. You know, something where he was like, you know, I'm trying to make it out, you know. I don't know. That's what happens in my mind. That's the character cues for me.
See, and that's what I'm saying. That is not attractive to me. Like, so no regular degular schmegular dude.
I'm into role play, my nigga. Your regular degular could be like my shit for the day if I feel it on that day, my nigga. What?
That is hilarious.
What do you do? Ooh, he a zookeeper. So what you be doing? Like, ooh. Okay.
You be scooping up the lion shit.
That's what you do? You like real close to the lion. Like, I might be into that for that day.
That's hilarious.
That's just me.
Oh,
but
yeah.
It's also I'm not in that type of predicament. Like,
yeah, lucky you.
I don't have to do that.
Yeah, lucky fucking you.
So for me, it's all fun. That's why I'd be like, what? Like,
terrible. Nigga. I am looking for attention. TT Camille is in search for.
Not a goddamn thing. What's that? Not a goddamn thing. Okay.
I am in search for.
I need her to write this down because she's going to change her list later. So.
I'm in search for a life partner.
Oh. We take long walks on the beach and we debate hip hop, eating Subway sandwiches.
I don't do carbs.
Oh my bad. Eating fucking rice pilaf and shit. And we sometimes eat poke bowls and we hold crystals together and I twerk my fat ass on him and he know how to catch it when I throw it back. Amen. What? Is this a dear God?
That was perfect, actually.
It's not. What does that nigga do? That ain't no real nigga. That's just you, bitch. That ain't him. Does he do? Who is him? Me with a dick, guy. Right. I just want me with a dick.
I want to date myself.
I want to date me with a beer and a dick.
Oh, my God.
That's so stupid, yo. I do not want to date me with a dick, bro. Ew. Ew.
No, that would be totally gross.
I can definitely fuck myself anytime I want. I do not want to fuck me with a dick, like, in real life. I do not. Keep it, sir. Cause I know me with a dick is mad aggressive with his dick, so
oh
no,
my
I don't
God.
Want me with a dick.
That is crazy.
Keep it. I want the opposite of me. And then sometimes, if I want me, then I'll get a bitch. But if I don't want a bitch, and then if one of y'all niggas let me peg y'all, then I'm with that too. Like,
she just saying,
like dead ass, and
get it. I couldn't help it.
What are we talking about? Are we trying to cure cancer or what? What are you doing to help?
That is my contribution.
I mean, hello.
Hey, I milked. Okay, guys. I met three guys this week.
What's been your contribution to humanity?
Ma'am, you did not meet your quota. You're supposed to get 10 milks a week.
It's 10 milks a week, okay? It can be from the same ass or multiple, but the key is to get 10 milks in to cure cancer.
Yes.
That's the goal for 2023. We're curing cancer all 2023.
Absolutely. Oh, I got a question.
What you got?
So, will guys be super embarrassed if they got leaked that they ass get licked?
Yes. Because, yes, here's the thing, because ass to men is like somebody putting your pussy on live for you as a woman. Like, you know what I mean? Let that man get his ass licked in private if he must, okay? If he must stay behind his four walls of a home. And no one knows that the gooch was not as far as that tongue went. The gooch was not. Okay.
Gucci.
Okay. The tongue went around and inside. And so did fingers. Okay.
Oh my God. Rim shot was not about a basketball.
Nick diggy.
Oh my God.
Come on.
I'm sorry. Okay.
Come on.
It literally just hit me.
I mean, rim shot is still about a drum, because they're saying boom cat. Like, the rim shot is a literal name of a term in percussion to hit the rim at the same time as hitting the snare. Like,
yeah,
like it's a real term, but a rim job. Now that's different. Rimming. Is different from that.
Well, I just, you know, I just equated the two.
If she, well,
I'm just saying, because it's Erica.
I implore you to make the remix. I want a rim job.
Hey, diggy.
Okay,
that's oh.
You can go ahead.
I am down.
You know, give it to me, cat, boom, cat,
suck a tongue now,
cat, boom, cat,
in the blue crack,
cat, boom.
Ram anus,
boom.
Make a squirty,
boom.
Make a squirty,
boom.
Ookie dookie,
boom.
Dookie booty.
Why is she like this? But yeah, that may be a thing. So I think in 2023, again, we're helping cure cancer.
Yeah.
But mostly, we're not going to out people's anal play favorites.
Or any of anything. You know,
I mean, you know? One, revenge porn is illegal. So, out of all the laws we could break, let's not start with pussy. Okay? It's already too many laws about pussy. Okay? Let's not start there.
Right.
So, we can do other things. Okay? And as far as get backs go, hey, anytime you're trying to get back, just know that you have lost, okay? You are losing.
Yeah.
You are losing for yourself. If you are concerned about revenge or getting somebody back, as opposed to living your life like it's motherfucking golden, like Miss Thick-Ass Jill Scott said, okay?
Yeah.
Sometimes you need to listen to Thick-Ass Jill Scott.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? This is one of those times.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's all I got.
Obviously, me too. Because
listen
all
to Jill Scott.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That's. I'm like, that's today's parable. Listen to motherfucking Jill Scott.
I ain't gonna lie. I have really been slacking on her pod, man. Like,
I haven't heard it either. I just meant, you know, she got some wisdom.
A whole lot of
she
it.
She got some wisdom in them song lyrics. I'm just saying. Don't cheat yourselves.
Seriously. Like, I feel like the closer to 40 you get, the more you try to be more woman-like. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like you're more lady-like. Hell yeah. Like, you get more dainty.
Do you?
Like, the
I feel like this is a you thing.
The less you want to do as a woman, the older you get, the less you want to do.
Okay.
Don't tell me.
Are you saying that you're just falling into your femininity?
Oh, is that what that is?
Yes, because always wanted that. That's why I'm like, oh, nigga, what? What? Nigga. Okay, so here's the problem. Okay.
Oh, shit. And
I will only say this because this has always been like an issue of mine. It was an issue of mine that we grew up, right, knowing what dyke lesbians were, but we didn't see femme lesbians. Like, you didn't notice because you just assumed that all women who dress girly and shit were just into guys. And so.
That's true.
I understand that that helps perpetuate a lot of the problem. Whatever. It's not my problem who you're attracted to. I don't give a fuck. But the issue with that idea is that it has to be this type of thing to be a woman. And so when we were growing up, it was either you were a tomboy or you weren't. Right.
Right.
And then it was separated into more groups. Like, are you a tomboy or are you a gay? Are you a gay woman?
Right.
Like, are you a girl or are you a girly girl? Like, and it's just like, what the fuck?
That's true.
I'm just a girl. Like, listen to Gwen Stefani. Okay.
I didn't know there were many. How many divisions of a girl is it?
All, nigga, because we all different. So then,
yeah,
I don't give a fuck regardless. But yes, you're just finding more of your femininity.
Oh, I mean, I guess that makes more sense though, because when I was younger, I was deemed the tomboy.
Yeah.
So it's like,
it's okay.
Okay.
I mean, technically, I just always was fluid, so that's why I was like, huh? I love to dress up. I don't give a fuck. Like, I can be cosplaying being a tomboy.
Mm-hmm.
I can cosplay being a very girly girl, and none of that fucking matters. It's all dress up.
Right.
Clothes are dress up. How do I feel today? Like, exactly. You know?
Yeah. Stop putting titles and labels on it.
Yeah. So you're just falling more in love with the girly side of things.
Yeah.
Girly shit is fun. It's simple. If you play the game, you know?
And I'm...
Because you know the game. You don't be wanting to play the game, but you know the girl game.
But do I, though?
You know it. Sometimes. I don't know. Maybe you be forgetting the rules of the girl game, but... It's certain things.
Yeah.
Certain things.
I need the rule book.
It's so easy. They be looking at you and they be like, well, she dressed like, you know what I mean? Like, you know, like a girl. So you be like, nah, I just dress like this and my body like this. But I'm a tomboy. I'm just a silly girl. Like, but you a bad bitch, though. They don't give a fuck if you silly or not. They don't care.
You just describe me to the T.
They don't care.
Yeah.
They like, you got ass. They don't give a fuck if you silly or not.
That's hilarious.
Like the people who enjoy comedy, like, of course.
Yeah.
We have fun with this because we just like, you know, being silly. But
I thought that was a trait that they would look for.
Who? Who is they?
Men? No.
It depends on the man. It's so many unfunny men. Like, I swear to God.
Oh no, I know
the, horrible.
I know the unfunny men.
Jokes. Okay, yeah. Terrible. All right. Like, I have pity laughed, you know, before, and that hurts my heart more than saying that. Like, your dick was small. Like, of course, I enjoy, you know, certain things from a small penis. If you know what I mean. If I know what I'm going into.
Right.
Like, that's the whole point of why you were called upon, you know? Certain things.
I knew what you had.
I knew what you had. I called upon you for this reason.
Thank you for your service.
But, you know, if it's not like what you were expecting, then it's very disappointing. And that's what I feel about men who aren't, like, funny. It's like, yikes. Like, that was the joke. That was the whole... That was the point?
Yeah.
Okay. That's not the point.
Nope.
I don't like that.
Mm-hmm.
Start over. Like, girls, we know, you know, majority of them aren't funny. But did y'all consider that majority of guys aren't funny either? That's all I'm saying.
Because for there to be one side, there has to be another.
Definitely a balance. Y'all don't talk to lames. Like, some lames are funny, but then some lames is just like, wow.
Mm-mm. Like, can you really believe that?
Mm-mm.
Gotcha.
Okay. You serious? Oh. Look at you, Mr. Serious.
Oh, my God.
Yikes. Okay, so Camille had questions.
Yeah.
It's 11:11 on my timeline, so
look at
why
that.
Not get into him? TT Camille, break it on down.
Yeah, so, you know, dating in the 23, you know, for you and for me, I just had some questions.
Oh, that's how my contact popped out before.
Call me butter. Ooh. Call me butter.
Yikes.
Yeah. So I have recently I don't know why I get nervous whenever I want to say anything about myself, like when it's true. Like I'm getting nervous.
Like, who you scared of?
I don't know.
Who gonna come after you?
Nobody.
Who gonna say something?
Nobody.
What the fuck is gonna happen?
Nothing.
Then why the fuck is you scared?
I don't know.
Nigga, we got a whole ass podcast.
I know.
People wanna know what goes on.
Okay, so I am recently, like, freshly on the market, okay? And
okay, woo!
Yes. Yes. Okay, so
I don't think she means the yes. That's really overdoing it.
Okay,
I was gonna, it is. I mean, because she did that, now I gotta do this.
Because I'm fucking disappointed. That's why. I am fucking disappointed. That's why. Shit. She up here trying to act like why? Because you already fucking know. I am disappointed.
That's all I wanted you to say.
And this shit is fucking ridiculous. Okay. I have not been seeing. I was trying not to be this person on this pod, but you know what? I don't give a fuck no more because I have taken way too much for far too long.
Ooh.
And I am not the average bitch that these little motherfuckers be trying to play me for. Let me tell you something.
Period.
Let me tell you something. Just because people don't say shit when they notice it doesn't mean that they are not observing your behavior. When you are dealing with someone who you have not been encountering on any other levels from before, they are going to look at you in ways that you have not even thought of or ways that you don't even know of. So, of course, since it's brought to you, your ignorance level is going to make you look even more insecure once a question is posed to you because you already know that you don't fit the bill.
Well,
so I'm not going to keep acting like I am not the person that I am because y'all got me fucked up. And if you listening, you know exactly who you are.
What does that mean?
That means play with your mama, play with any of your little friends or anybody else. Don't call my phone. Don't look at Instagram, Facebook, TikTok. Don't smoke pigeon carrier bird. Email me. Don't even think of me.
But what happened when he do?
Well, look at the pictures in your phone, because motherfucker, I am dead to you. Okay? I no longer exist.
I'm like, I mean, you really can't stop nobody from following you, really.
No,
like,
you can't. But
you know, you can't cut the love. You can just stop the exes.
The look, girl, love my butt. Let me tell you something, because love, people equate love and pain far too closely, okay?
Well,
so just because, look, one of my homegirls was dealing with a nigga who said, I know you don't love me because you don't argue back with me. So you mean to tell me that you are so used to a toxic environment that if I don't do back what you're used to, then I'm the toxic one? What the fuck? How did we get here? How did we get here?
If this is love, I don't want
it. I'm telling y'all misconstruing the wrong things. You staying loyal to the wrong things. All the shit y'all doing right now is really fucked up. Because for the people who are looking for genuine connections, you just really severing everything that you come encounter with. And then have the nerve to look back. If you want to reach back, you couldn't even do that if you wanted to. You burned the bridge so bad that you can't even redeem yourself.
Damn.
You've had so many chances, and that's the part that's really fucked up about people. Like, you, once you encounter someone who has a genuine spirit, who genuinely cares about you,
mm-hmm.
but you are too. You're too clouded to see what's in front of you.
I mean, but if you care about that person, then why wouldn't you stick with them through all of their bullshit?
Oh, so sacrifice your own mental health in order for you to make them better? So by the time they're good, you're fucked up? Yeah, that makes all the sense. No.
But if it's love, then
that ain't love. Baby, that's not love. That's not love, and you never knew love. But guess what? You're too ignorant to say that you don't know what love is, because it's okay.
I mean, but we make ignorance sound so bad. Weren't we all?
Not no more, motherfucker. It's 2023, and you can Google anything you want, from a new clit down to a new spouse.
But Music Soul Child said, teach me how to love.
Yeah, that was
show me the way to surrender my heart.
Oh yeah,
girl, I was lost.
Yeah, you can say all that to your therapist, because that's who you need to talk to about that shit. Hey y'all, I'm on one.
Okay, so what's your next question?
So what is the length of time that you should wait in order for you to start dating after breakup? And I know that question, of course, y'all probably thinking, why am I asking such a broad question? And I'm asking this from one position with two perspectives. So the first one is, of course, when you fall out of like or love with someone, that's generally before you break up.
Of course, you don't break up with someone. Well, sometimes you, if you are the type to break up with someone every time that there is a problem, then no, you know, it wouldn't actually solve anything. But typically people give chances until those chances run out of sorts for them, because they feel that their conditions of love have been breached. So they wait until at the very, very end.
Right. So if you fall out of like or love, let's say 3 weeks before y'all break up.
Uh-huh.
And you start dating the week after y'all break up.
Okay.
That's usually frowned upon. You see what I'm saying? Because the breakup process for you is different than what other people see. Again, it's like watching that motherfucking TV on mute.
Yeah.
So if you...
The perception is bad. Yes. But people are allowed to do whatever they want to do.
Exactly.
And I'm not a judge of, you know, when you do. Unless I have some sort of... I think the only time I have a feeling about it is if I've already had a bad feeling about you, because I don't generate ill will towards people.
Exactly.
So it would have had to have been like, if I feel some type of way about it, it's so many factors that would get that type of reaction out of me.
Mm-hmm.
Now that I know that it's the way that I communicate things, that is very Aquarius like, that it's like, okay, all right, well. I tend to have that kind of...
Oh, what, you just shrug it off?
Okay, all right. Because the greater reason is beyond me. It's...
Mm-hmm.
There are so many ways out and loopholes and shit and the way people are and then what my expectations are of that person.
Yeah.
That it just doesn't even matter. If I have set you free, you have been free for a very long time. And also... I never had you, so you were allowed to do all of those things regardless. You were allowed to do all of those things while we were together, so you have been free the whole time. It would have had to been like, I don't know, did I fight the bitch beforehand? Like, you know what I mean? It's so many things,
yeah,
that would make me be like, her? Like, oh, you being spiteful. Otherwise, it's just like, oh, her? Oh, that's because she was... a number two, or waiting in the wings, or
mm-hmm.
or she was available today, or you know what I mean? I don't care. Yeah. I don't care who you end up with after me. It don't matter. I have had friends of mine who, of course, my partner will say, they're not your friend. Okay. I totally get it. But in our friend group, mm-hmm. there were niggas we passed around. You know what I mean? If he was my boyfriend at some point, guarantee that he will be somebody else's boyfriend in the friend group at some point throughout the, like, or down the line.
Mm-hmm.
Do I see that as healthy behaviors for a lot of people? No. But if people have core groups of friends like that, then you have to understand that that is inevitable. You have already created a community between you and your friends. So that person stepping within your friend group outside of you should not be frowned upon because they're the only other people who they're safe with in that. Yeah. Most friend groups feel some type of way when they bring an outsider in, and yeah. now you have to be won over, you know what I mean? Like, you got to win over the whole group in order to date this one person.
That's true.
And so if that's the case, you might as well just polycule y'all ass together and pass them along. It's what white people do.
Really?
White people be like, hey, it was my husband at one point, and now he her husband.
But you know,
they still friends, and they all eat dinner together.
Yeah, but that's the thing. But most relationships work like that now in the first place. You know, yeah. most people have someone else that they're talking to on the side. But the thing is the honesty that just needs to be affixed to that. It's
about the type of relationship structure that you set yourself up to have. That's all that means. Because we were talking about earlier, like, cheating and what that does to people and how feelings get involved in, and it becomes a slippery slope of questions and someone having to prove their love or prove their fidelity, or you know, just all of those things that we attach to cheating that has nothing to do with it, but just sexual actions and sexual urges. People attach the emotions to it because they're the person who they feel are being wronged. You know what I mean? Always the victim in the situation can feel victimized and can find something that, you know, was wrong in the other person's actions because you feel wronged. You know what I mean? So you're yeah. always going to find a wrong in something that somebody else is doing that you feel offended by. The other part of that is, to every hero, there's a villain origin also. And you have to understand that that person, even though whatever they're doing, they're not a villain to themselves. They're just a villain in your story. They're not a villain to themselves. They have their own emotions and things going on with all of those.
Right.
It's what they're doing with it that can be problematic to a type of relationship structure that they've signed up for.
Mm-hmm.
Like, if you know that that's something that you can't handle, then of course you should be able to say something. But most times people don't know what they actually can't handle until they're in that situation. And we aren't, like, early traumatized by cheating except from through television or whatever the fuck happened with our parents.
Right.
You know, if we didn't see it firsthand, our parent cheating on our other parent, then you wouldn't know what that's like. And so you only have movies to look at to tell you this is what a cheating situation is.
Right.
Like, you still gonna get it, but you either gonna get the dramatized version or the dramatic, traumatic family version.
Right.
And all of that affects how you see that later. It depends on which parent you attach to or which one you feel like, you know what I mean, got the short end of the stick after the situation happened. Sometimes that parent who was the wrong in that situation, I guess, sometimes one of the children will attach to them because they feel like, man, nobody else is going to be on their side. You know, it's so many things.
Yeah.
It's so many things. But all of those nuances all come down to sexual urges and what is deemed okay in your relationship.
Right, but that's the part I'm basically trying to get to. So if you realize, well, maybe people don't realize the type of person that they are. Yeah, I was going to say.
It's mad people who don't even know that they're pretty or don't know that they're attractive. And so if the first time you get told that is by a manipulative person, then all of your views outside of that can be twisted into whatever that person wants you to feel like.
True.
You know what I mean? Like, people really don't be knowing, like, until something, a button gets pushed or attraction, and you know what I mean? It's the same thing. We can look at a nigga like that, he our brother, and whole time he could have some shit in his brain about you, like, enamored with you, you know what I mean? And you not seeing him that way, but he's enamored with you because you made him feel safe.
Right. Right.
And so his attraction to your partner may be like demonized, like, how dare this nigga, da 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 da. Unless your partner is one of those people who understands that those emotions you can't control. You right. can't control from somebody else, and you can barely control them from yourself.
Very
Women
true.
Be letting themselves slip.
Very true.
Give me one sec. Well, you know what? Talk about that.
Oh yeah.
Go ahead.
Oh, how women don't how they let the emotions slip and
absolutely.
Run.
Absolutely.
Oh
go
yeah.
Ahead.
Yeah. Yeah. So I will say, for the most part, okay, and especially coming from my side of things, I have been married and been in a couple of relationships after the marriage where I was responding in ways that I didn't realize that was very one-sided. And until I did have now two brothers that I can get advice from, or even just realize how men operate in the first place, I wouldn't have this perspective. So if you as the woman, okay, are asking your man, if you are asking him, do you have any female friends that you're talking to, but you know that you have male friends that you're talking to that he is not even aware of, can you ask that question without the question coming back to you and you not being offended?
Yeah. See, here's the thing. We gotta admit, ladies, these yeah. are loaded questions. Do you actually want to know? And I'm a nosy bitch, okay?
All bitches are nosy.
Yeah. And guess what? Although curiosity may have killed a cat, okay, and the nine lives brought them back. Bitch, y'all are working on like two and one life left. Y'all gotta stop tricking these niggas into hurting your feelings. Because it's all a setup for you, unfortunately.
It is.
It's a setup for you. What do you want to know? Do you want to know who these bitches are on their phone to get to know these bitches or get to know the enemy? Are you trying to size up the enemy? Are you trying to create friendships or foes? Like, what is the ultimate goal? Because if the ultimate goal is to remove that bitch, there is nothing that you can do in your power on this God's green earth that can remove that bitch from that man besides her and that man.
Right.
Because that's the joy of relationships that you don't control. You know? We want to control our partners in ways that are so unrealistic. You know, you want to be able to live your life as free as possible of obligation and expectation of something that you gotta be
right
for this person. You know what I mean? You want to be able to walk out your house looking and smelling good, and anybody who sees that should be able to say that to you.
Right.
You know? And that's the comfortability in being yourself. The problem is we get with people who want to possess us to a point that it is constricting your actual self-esteem.
Right.
It becomes a let me control so much of who you are that other people can't or won't see your beauty. Only I can tell you this. No one else can. Why is he looking at you like that? Why are you looking at, like, you know, it's just certain things that we don't want to hear as women from right. our men. Sometimes it's cute. I get it. That's the cosplay of relationships.
Right.
That shouldn't be your actual relationship. Right. You can play all you want about my man, my man, my man. You can do all of that. But in reality, he is experiencing this life with you, not for you. He was not made for you. He was made to do whatever the fuck he was made to do on this earth.
Right.
And if you're there and you're going to witness his life with him, then that's cool. Do your shit too, girl. Do your shit.
Exactly.
Because that's what you were put on this earth to do. You weren't put on this earth to be this man's rib.
Right. Right. Now, on the flip side of that.
You just not.
On the flip side of that, TT.
Uh-huh.
Now, we also have those people. I'm not going to make it gender specific. Right. We have those people who want that aspect of it as to where they're free. Mm-hmm. But they don't allow you to be as free as them.
Yeah.
So once something happens, so let's say that someone hypothetically speaking, like cheat. Like if they cheated in the relationship,
right,
broke up, got back together. Mm-hmm. I forgive you. That's not going to happen anymore. Okay, cool. But then the other partner winds up, even though they're not doing anything, they do petty things to make it look as if they're cheating.
Right. Well, that tells me that, no, you're not over it. And so everything that you're doing is out of pettiness, or even if you're trying to get over it and that's your way, in anything that you do that is not in love, you're not going to get the desired result unless you are putting like direct hate and response. You know what I mean? Like if you're, the energy got to go somewhere. So it's not like you're not going to get nothing.
Right.
But at the same time, you're not going to get the love part back. Once you stop putting love into your relationship, you're not going to get love out of your relationship because you have not made any deposits of love. What are you pulling from?
Right.
Like, what is your credit line on love in your relationship? If you ain't paying no fucking bill, if you ain't put no fucking, if this ain't no secure card or nothing, like, you ain't putting shit down.
didn't
pay off nothing. Like, the whole time you just running it up, but you ain't putting nothing back in there, then your ass ain't gonna have no credit, and they gonna start taxing your ass, like, soon, on just percentage. And now you gotta pay more than what you took out.
Right.
It's that. Like, if you mad about some shit, okay, I totally get and understand why you are mad. I get it. Be mad then.
Right.
Be mad. And that's okay. There ain't nobody telling you you gotta stop being mad right now. Be fucking mad. And then you gonna have to not be mad no more. And that's crazy.
Right.
To tell somebody who mad when they mad that they gonna have to stop being mad. Don't nobody who mad want to hear stop being mad. Like,
yeah, and that's crazy to me.
Because we just rushing the experiments. We not. Like, you can't. You just got to let that shit happen. And it's going to happen.
Okay, so let's talk about that.
Uh-huh.
So if you are still upset about something in a healthy manner, how does that look?
It looks like you taking time being mad. It looks like you putting that anger into something other than the person or the thing that you mad at. That's what healthy anger is.
So you're saying that even though you're upset at that person, that you need to find something else in order for you to...
I mean, you're going to be mad at them. But there's nothing that you can do to them to get unmad at them.
Oh, so you're saying that even if you do petty stuff to them, that's not going to make you unmad?
No, it's not. It's like, it's a false sense of feeling better. It makes you feel worse because you're only putting bad into it. It's, you're only depositing bad. You're mad, cool, but depositing mad into your relationship means you're only gonna get mad back.
Right.
Like, you doing this to yourself because it's still you in the relationship. You can be mad at your other partner. I believe everyone should be.
Right.
At some point, you're not gonna agree. So, sure, be mad at them, but then be more mad at the situation with them and then work through that. Because you're not really, like, you mad at them, but you're disappointed in an action that they did that you felt like they could have made a better decision
right.
in that moment. And if you break it down to the simplest of, I'm mad at a decision that you made or that you felt that that decision would ever be okay. I'm shocked. I'm disappointed. I don't know. You know, I'm not sure who you are. But then it kind of sounds like a parent. Like, I chose you. You know what I mean? I made you as my child. How dare you, you know what I mean, act like somebody who ain't my child.
Right.
But that sounds crazy to your child to say that back to them. You feel it like, whoa, where the fuck did you come from doing that? I ain't teach you that shit. We didn't come up with this shit.
Right.
That's what a partner feels like when they've been wrong. Like, we didn't come up with this shit. I didn't know you were capable of doing some shit like that. Okay, you mad. But really, is whooping the child really gonna get you the desired result?
No.
Now you've created a trauma, and now that child can no longer trust you, and now that child is going to sneak around doing those things that they once got caught doing because they thought that, you know, they can do it around you and feel safe that you wasn't going to, you know what I mean? Like, right. Now those privileges get taken away. Now the trust is taken away.
Right. Same thing in relationships.
But you can grow it back if you work on the, let's see how to avoid these things. Exactly. Let's see what, not just avoid it like we never talking about it. Let's see what are these things that trigger such responses to make me feel unloved or seeking something that I didn't know I wanted.
Right.
Or I didn't know I needed.
But then that would cause for you to have to be vulnerable. You have to be open for that.
Oh my God.
And you know how people are with being open. Because if you have this bit of information about me,
I don't trust what you're going to do with it. You're going to tell the world. And I mean, at some point, I mean, I don't know. That's a double-edged sword. It's a double-edged sword. I never spoke about relationship issues because I could talk them through with my partner, but at the same time, until we got to that place, I just dealt with those things myself.
Right.
I didn't talk to none of my friends about it because they're not in my relationship. They can't help me.
Right.
And then I'm not with no typical ass person, so that's not gonna help the situation. Plus, I'm not a typical person in a relationship either.
So you're like, so nobody can relate to me
anyway.
Nobody
can relate to that. It's fine. And if I trust that this is my person, well.
We're going to be fine anyway.
If I can't talk about it today, at some point, even if it's years down the line, we'll be able to talk about it and I'm cool with it. Because I done already got something else to do that I can't even deal with this one, like, issue that
hang
I
up.
Yeah, like that's just hang-ups to me
because
I got real life shit going on and other people's visions to see through that I can't put that same vision that I take in my job, the seriousness that I take of planning and shit. I can't put that type of pressure on a person that I chose. They didn't choose to be my job.
That'll be a lot.
To be a partner and, you know what I mean, figure that shit out.
But you know what? But I've been noticing that the people that I've been choosing to date, that because of the things that I do, since I do so many things, that I am held at such a fucking high standard of everything, as if I cannot make a mistake, or, you know, or I can't just have regular faults.
The struggle of the black, I just want to be me. The struggle of, you can be mediocre in some shit, and that's okay too. And by mediocre in some shit, I mean not always on. You can have moments where you ain't gotta be perfect, and you not on a fucking show. Like, if I'm with you, this ain't gotta be a show. And if we wanna make it a show, then let's get some money off of it. But if you don't wanna make it a show, then we ain't gotta do all this shit, all this drama.
Real talk, man.
Cause ain't nobody watching. If for real, like, honestly, right. Like, I admire the YouTube couples just being so
them.
Like, you are vulnerable and yourself on the camera and on 200, you know what I mean? Anytime the camera is on, despite your actual relationships, they be breaking up. Like crazy.
Yeah.
And it's still gonna be them, and they gonna record them in their face. They gonna fuck with each other, and they gonna put the camera right back in their face. I'm with it.
See, and I get that exists, but everybody, you don't need to emulate that shit.
No, you don't. Like, it's another version of reality TV. Like, if you choose to sign up for that, that's one thing. Majority of y'all are not signing up to be partners. Y'all are signing up for regular ass relationships, and that's fine. But let's call it what it is. It's not partnerships, because partners don't ask that much of each other except to do the fucking job. Relationships ask, well, what you doing? Well, who you talking to? Well, where you at? Well, why you ain't call me back? Well, what's this going on? Partners got too much shit to do on their own, that the whole point of them being in the relationship is just to propel the relationship forward. It ain't got shit to do with none of this other shit.
Hell yeah. Now, I ain't gonna lie. Now coming out of my marriage, that was one of the mistakes that I kept making when I started dating, like the why didn't you call me back? You said you were gonna call me back, like, mm-hmm. but it wasn't for the fact of them actually calling me back. It was more like the nigga you said you was gonna do something and you ain't do it. So off jump, mm-hmm. I'm thinking that you can't keep your word. Mm-hmm. I don't give a fuck if you don't call me, but if you ain't gonna call me, why the fuck you gonna say it? Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, why waste that? Why waste that?
Why waste the breath yeah, on the lies?
Right.
I think. You don't understand that that's all a part of the game.
Ew. I don't.
That's
ew.
The game.
Ew.
We all judge for people. And the thing is, we look at the rizzing of it all and expect forevers from things that are just flirting in the moment. Mm-hmm. We're expecting forevers from very temporary fun situations. And that's how niggas end up in, oh my God, he cheated on me. Well, really, that nigga was just in the moment enjoying the fucking situation. The women who enjoy the situation, they don't get called upon as much because we not looking into her life. Mm. We looking into his. But it's always somebody on the other receiving end of it all. It's always somebody else there. It's always somebody else there. It's always somebody else there. There is no shortage.
I understand that they exist and that they're going to be there. My only point is again, I get that you're going to be there. It's the honesty attached to that shit. I don't give a fuck. Because if you already know, coming into the relationship, you know if you motherfucking cheat on everybody that you get with. You fucking know that. So why off bat you won't say, hey man, I like you, but I be cheating on people. So I'm trying to see if I could do it a different way. So if I just keep it 100 with you, I want to date you. But if I see somebody else I want to holler at, I want to do that. Niggas don't do that. They take away your opportunity for you to choose.
Yeah, we hate when that happens.
And that's where I'm at.
And that's why I say that's a part of the reason of it all. Because a lot of times, although you are one of those people who says, yes, be honest with me, a lot of times that does not get them their desired result of the pussy that they're trying to get. It sounds good in the moment, but that woman has to be already raised up for that shit to be just a byproduct. Yes, I'm trying to fuck you anyway. Okay, cool. Otherwise, no, honesty to women is more like likely to get you like anger responses from women. Yeah, the same women that they're trying women. To fuck.
Well,
like,
I mean,
I'm just saying, right. They're trying to fuck you. The ultimate goal.
Yeah.
Like,
I understand
not,
that.
Not on like trying to marry you, because the woman's ultimate goal is different.
Right.
They're desiring partnership now. But really, they don't know what that means. So really, they're just desiring a relationship. They're desiring a nigga to be the nigga of the past, which is not going to happen. But either way, this is what the desire is. You want this mandem or this woman to be this idea of whatever relationships were to your favorite movie. That's what you want, okay? What happens is that the person that you like and the person like that you really, really like,
mm-hmm.
okay, that is also somebody else's type. And they really, really like them too. Here's the problem with that, okay? Yeah, you like them. And all of those qualities that you like about them, there is like, here comes everybody else who also likes that. Like,
yeah.
So you just have to understand that that's out there. And you do want to be lied to a little bit. You do. You want it. And the people who want just ultimate honesty, you might be on the spectrum. You might be.
That's all right.
You might be. Because everybody I know who's like that, like, again, I be talking and people that be looking at me, I'm like, maybe I'm a little on the spectrum. It's fine. I'm totally fine with that. But most people are not that. They want the romance of it all. And the romance comes with a lot of lies, because you're not going to get that every day.
Right. So
that whole, so if you, oh my God, I love you so much. This was so thoughtful. Like, you can get that parts
of your day, but that is not consuming your day.
Oh, well,
and you will forget that they do those things for you because it becomes normal to you.
Right.
And so something else will catch your eye about what somebody else did.
Ooh, can you incorporate this too?
Yeah, so we just
do this too.
We just adding in bits of other niggas that we done seen on the internet doing shit for other people, and our nigga don't he not that nigga, so
right.
But we can guise it under we saw it on the internet, and it's we don't want him. Well, I don't want him. I just want you to be him a little bit. That's, you know what I mean? Like, nah, it's yeah. not okay.
But when you break it down like that, people don't want to admit that part.
No, because people want to be lied to, bro. Nobody wants to hear that shit in real life because it makes people feel inadequate when they hear shit like that. People don't compute it as, oh, this is just something you like. People compute it as, this is something that I'm not.
Mm. How do we get there?
Because that's how people feel.
Right, but...
And it ain't got shit to do with you. It's just genuinely, most people are attached to people in that way, and they feel inadequate when somebody shows signs of liking something else. So you want the lie. You want the lie of, yes, like, you know, everybody hit it. I just, you know, you're the only one for me. I ain't never felt nobody like, I ain't never experienced nobody like you. And sure, you've never experienced anybody like me because I'm me. Of course. You've experienced them.
Yeah, so it's not a lie, but it's just like.
It's not a lie, but it is not the only time you're going to feel that way at all. It may be the first time that I felt that from you or
yeah.
from a person that I cared about in that way, or you know what I mean? Like it's not attaching it to, well, if he had the ability to talk to that woman, or what does he see in her? What do you mean that he doesn't see in you? He sees her. He not supposed to see nothing else.
That's why he's with her.
He's talking to her because he sees something in her that he likes. It's not that. And I maybe again, the what we've seen as far as like in cheating relationships, stuff that we've seen on TV and things that have been publicized and stuff like that,
mm-hmm.
is we see it from the victim's point of view. And they are almost always saying, well, you know, what about me? And things like that. And the inconsideration of you feel that the person didn't consider that you would feel that way. And if you can push past you could feel that way, then, well, if you knew me, then you wouldn't do that to me because I'm not able to take that. Not you're not able to do it, but I'm not able to respond in a way that's healthy to that. I'm not in a position to feel limerence or fucking, yeah, it's limerence, right? Limerence?
Mm-hmm.
Compersion. You're right. Compersion? I'm not able to feel compersion for that. So compersion in what the fuck is that called? In consensual non-monogamy, compersion is the set of feelings that you feel happy for your partner to experience love or adoration for someone else.
Gotcha.
And not that people can't feel it. A lot of people don't attach it to feelings of romantic relationships. A lot of it's not taught for romantic relationships. Some people they exhibit it,
right?
But it's not necessarily taught for your romantic relationships that it's okay to have feelings for more than one person,
right?
And then, because it's not taught that it's okay, then already it's a shame attached to it. So anybody else that you'll come across is going to automatically assume that because you feel that way and you're open about feeling that way, that it's wrong. And so now you're bad. Now you're cheating. Now you're stepping outside of something that you just don't understand can work in that type of situation. So they use
compersion in a way to explain it to anybody who's monogamous, mm-hmm. they'll say, well, you do experience compersion because if you have
friends
or children, they always bring it to children. If you have more than one child, you almost indefinitely feel compersion because you have love for both of your children.
Exactly.
Now, if you have degrees of that love for both of your children, if you like one of those children more than the other, it doesn't matter. You still experience compersion.
Exactly. Because in order for you to experience more, it has to be base.
It's not that if somebody loves more than one person that they're taking from the love tank that they have for you,
right,
to give it to somebody else. Mm-hmm. It's that they already have an abundance, and so if your cup is already full, that doesn't mean that theirs is.
Exactly.
And so they can give that the rest of, you know what I mean, the love that they got to give, they can give it to however many people that they can give it to.
Right.
That's all that is. Now, the manipulation parts of people cheating, that is the part of, again, it's just stepping outside of an agreement that you have, which, again, people default on loans all the time. People miss payments all the fucking time.
Yeah.
People cheat on their taxes. People cheat Walmart by stealing. People skim every fucking thing.
Yeah.
But only when it comes to relationships can this person cheat and everything is over. Your life, your kids gotta go, your house, everything gotta go.
Oh, that's
because
funny.
You skimmed.
Wow.
That's just all.
That was a nice way to break it down, though.
It's like, how is everything attached to this one moment? Like, when everything else is the addition of into your life, like,
well, you know what? I guess I would also say it also depends on the other things that they were doing in the relationship in conjunction with the cheating is what I'm going to say.
I think that's the only part that matters.
I feel like that's the biggest part.
What else did they do? Who else were they to you? That is the only part that be holding weight.
Yeah.
That's it. Because if all of that can be thrown away because he fucked somebody else, then he wasn't all that to you. Because what else are you holding on to? You just holding on to his dick? That's the prized possession of this relationship? His dick. You mean to tell me that his dick is so powerful? One, his dick is so powerful that if he fucks another girl that he can make, he's going to make more money? Like, what happens from it? His dick is so powerful that if he fucks six other girls, okay?
Yeah, but
if he going, what's the end?
But if he fuck all these other women, he don't love me as much as he says he does.
Who said that?
Because he don't, why would he need to fuck another woman?
See, that's about taking from you. What do you mean?
Why does he need to fuck other women?
Because he wants to fuck other women.
But see, this is about need.
Oh.
I'm all he needs.
Oh, that's a song. That's not real life. That's definitely a song. Okay? That's a song lyric.
Art is an imitation of life.
Oh, shit! Okay. She was lying, because that's what R&B singers do. Lie.
I don't believe that. I don't believe you. That's not, that ain't what
like Sweet Morning do. I took one look at you, and it was plain to see you were my destiny. Nigga, today. What? Shut your lying ass up. That is a lie, y'all. That's a song.
Oh, it is a song. But what if people actually feel like that?
It's a feeling, and feelings are fleeting.
Fleeting.
Okay. Nigga, you all I need to survive, and then you hate that nigga the next day. Somebody's cap.
Yeah, I guess that would have been me.
Somebody's cap. You are not all I need to survive. I also need food. I also need water. I need
shelter.
Nigga, I just need somebody to tell me I'm cute. You
indoor
know what
plumbing.
Mean?
I definitely need indoor plumbing.
I like ego strokes.
I be stroking.
I like them.
Oh, shit.
I'd be like, Timmy, I'm cute.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Yeah.
It'd be like that. Okay. What other question you get?
So if y'all break up, you stop talking to their kids too, y'all?
Yeah. Y'all dead to me.
Damn, fuck the kids.
It's always been fuck them kids. Now because we broke up, it ain't fuck them kids no more. Get the fuck out of here.
It never was about fuck them kids.
It was always fuck them kids.
It can't be about fuck them kids.
It was always about fuck them kids.
That's what's wrong with the world. We be like, fuck them kids.
Y'all don't care about the kids.
We need to unfuck the kids,
they
y'all.
They said, what about the children? That's what Yolanda Adams said. She said, what about the children? To ignore is so easy.
Damn, so when they call, you ignore their calls? You be like, nah, Liz, fuck you, little girl.
Listen, my nephew been asking me about this goddamn iPhone. I swear to God, I've been lying to this nigga for a minute.
Oh, man.
I'm just like, hey, no, I can't get it to you because the thing said I couldn't do the thing. And so he like, now this nigga, he texted me and shit like, I mean, if you want me to go half on it, like I saved up some money. I'm like, well, nigga, I don't need your goddamn money.
He like, well, what's taking so long?
I thought you said the thing is going to cost. Yeah, it is going to cost. I ain't tell you how much it was going to cost. Who told you that number? And now I know that my sister is lying to him also. So now I'm like, fuck.
Oh, Jesus,
y'all. And then she don't be telling me the lies neither. So I just be getting caught in the crossfire of the lies. And I'm like, damn, little nigga, you going to get your shit. But I can't tell you when you going to get your shit. So shit. Stop fucking asking me. So yes, I'm ignoring kids' calls all 2023.
Okay.
Y'all little niggas got questions and I got answers for you, but then that's gonna go against what your mama said. And who gonna beat you? Her. Okay, not me.
And you gotta live with her.
I gotta, like, I swear to God, I tell my nieces and nephews that I can't really fuck with y'all until y'all 21. It's not like a knock to like them. It's mm-hmm. not about that. It's not that I don't believe that they can handle it or none of that. My lifestyle is my lifestyle. You gonna see some shit that you're definitely going to have questions about, and I will give you answers. However, the difference is my answers will probably differ from your parents, and they are indoctrinating you right now. So I can only be refuge. I can't really be your shelter because you got to live with them. Yeah. And they rules kind of abide in their house. So by the time you out their house, cool, come fuck with a nigga. I'm with you.
Right.
I've always been on your side.
And they're going to be like, you was like this the whole time and you ain't let me come over. You ain't let me come outside.
Fuck no, because your parent would beat the shit out of you for knowing the things that I know that you're not supposed to at your age.
Yeah, that part.
Just let it go.
Yeah, I feel you.
I know my siblings and I know they're going to lead their kids in a good way. Like that's like they all got good parents. So I'm not like worried about their safety. I'm like, nigga, calm down. Go live your Huxtable ass life. And then come to me and learn about some kink shit later. Like, that's not my job to tell you now.
Right.
You gonna come over you? And see some shit. No, it's the fact that, like, okay, so my last place, you mm-hmm. were over there.
Oh, like, you did go, they go into, in the room?
Exactly. Gotcha. So it's like, I had to have other shit over the door. Like, you can kind of open the door, but the other half of it, they like, hey, TT, what's that grid? Yeah, I gotta slide the shit behind the door so they can't see
right.
some other shit. You know, y'all not supposed to know about that.
Right.
You know how damaging it is to teach a teenager about bondage?
Oh, yeah.
They'd be trying to tie everybody up in school. No thanks, you can't do that.
Yeah, not a good look.
Sex education is sex education. I feel like, yes, I can. The other stuff that I can talk to them about, totally fine.
Mm-hmm.
But kink needs to be, you gotta be fully over 18 to talk to me about some kink. Because you is irresponsible.
I say 21.
21, okay. 21, when you can drink legally.
Right.
Then you can kink legally.
There you go.
That's you then. Stay your ass at home. I'll see you when you're 21.
Because you know what they say. If you're old enough to walk across the street.
You're old enough to get hit.
Damn, that phrase is still fucked up no matter how bad.
It's just bad. What was we watching where she was like, I want the nigga to hit, what is,
I want to, I want her to, I want him to fuck the
coins out of the sonic coins out of me.
Yeah. I don't know. When I hear that, I just think of a broken cervix.
That's the sound I think of. Knocking the sonic coins out your pussy is nuts.
Man, that does not sound pleasurable for me. It don't sound good.
See, here's the thing. It could be, except you have to be warmed up to get to there. Also, ladies and gentlemen, okay, if you are wielding a dick.
You know what?
If you are wielding a dick, okay, battery powered or blood powered, okay, if you are wielding any type of penile figure, okay, you have to warm up the orifice to which you are trying to enter. That's all. Lubricate it, massage it, knock a couple times before you open the door, because then someone will be there to greet you and show you a smooth way through the hall. Okay. Otherwise, you will be met with resistance. Okay. A lot of armed forces will push you back,
mm-hmm.
and you'll be like, I could have sworn there was a door here. And why is there not anymore? Because it closed for you because you did not have the password. You tried to break into my home and now the guards are here. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
You will be escorted out by police.
And if you so happen to get in the corridor, there are laser grid.
Laser, like sharp.
Yes.
Sharp bars.
The light beams.
Okay. Okay. Oh, entrapment. Yes. Okay. You will not. Thomas Crown Affair. Whichever heist movie you prefer. Okay. Ocean's 11. You will be met with laser beams that will slice your dick off.
Oh, damn.
Break it. All types of things. Okay. Your penis can break. Okay. So if you do not want your penis to break, warm it up before you get there.
That sounds be polite. So painful.
But I'm saying, you got to be polite, because when you polite, then she going to let you do some things that you thought, you that know, you couldn't. Wasn't able to do. Like, you was like, man, I didn't know she wanted. Like, nigga, you can't just be rough off Jump Street. Like, we're not porn stars unless we are porn stars. And in which case, they would be properly prepared to be, you know, pound-towned off of Jump Street. But what you're here for is a pleasurable experience for us both.
Right.
So why not be nice to the pussy so that the pussy can be nice back? Like, it might let you pound town. It might let you knock the coins out. I'm telling you.
Yeah.
Because the coins is great. Okay? Coins can be knocked out. That sounded great to me when she said that. I was like, bitch.
Probably because I'm just feeling the way I'm feeling right now. But you know.
That's why I said don't let your feelings be flighty. We know. We know.
Flighty.
Flighty. She know what it is.
Fuck sex.
I know this bitch lying now. All right. All right. And that's about that time. I am so glad that we have had a great episode today. Yeah. I'm so glad y'all all stayed for the end. Aren't you glad you came? Me too. I would like all of you to come, but that's a different story for another pod and another time. As for us today, we are going to leave you guys with a titty bop. I'm actually prepared for the ditty bop.
What?
I am, because I was prepared the whole time. I'm about to eat some food. I'm prepared for the ditty bop. I want you guys to be safe. I want you guys to be healthy. I want you guys to be sexually fulfilled. And I want you guys to be emotionally stable. But in case you are not, and you still got a lot of shit going on, guess what? It's gonna pass.
Yeah.
I swear to God, this is just a blip in time.
It is.
You're gonna look back on this later and be like, hey, remember that shit I was tripping on? And you're gonna be like, man, remember TT Aaron and TT Camille was talking about? That shit was crazy, right? And then we gonna all laugh and smoke and drill, you know what I mean? Like, chill about it.
Yeah.
It's gonna be good. We gonna have a story time all about it. I swear to God, it's gonna be great.
Because we're not dwellers.
We are not, because what the fuck is the point of that? We got some whole new shit to get to.
I swear.
So, although she's giving up dick for this week.
More than a week. Thank you.
I take it week by week.
Whatever.
Yo, before we end out, did y'all know it was a calendar that motherfucking, like, you can fill in, like, the weeks of your life until it's over. Like, it has a designated set of day, like, set of bubbles that you fill in. It's called This Week in Your Life. It's pretty fucked up.
That's morbid as fuck.
I mean, y'all know how I feel about it. Good old girls.
Oh, God. I can't. I won't.
So, anywho, again, make sure you guys are subscribed. You like everything that you share, everything that we have. We know you've been listening to the former episodes. We thank you so much.
Yes.
We appreciate you. Again, the merch is coming out. It's about to drop. Because what? February 14th is coming up. We should have did a motherfucking party. We should have did a Galentine's Day or something. I don't fucking know. But either way, I don't really give a fuck what you guys got going on, because unless it's positive, we ain't about that shit.
Right. Leave the drama for your mama.
Well, no, I don't even want your mama to have drama. I want your mama to get some good dick. Ooh. I want your mama to get a good fucking massage or something.
Yes.
And, you know, get a good, like, meal, because that's what turns old women on. They like foot rubs and food. So,
and fuckery.
So I hope your mama gets all the foot rub, fuckery, and dick that she could ever, you
need.
Know, ever. You know, because I want a good, happy old woman life. So I want... You know,
everybody.
Y'all bitches to have the happy old woman life before I get there. Show us how it's done, nigga.
Right.
Who the fuck we got to look up to besides Felicia Rashad? That ain't my mama. Shit.
Oh my God.
What the fuck are we gonna do? Anywho, yes, make sure you guys are listening to all of the former content. And then again, give to the motherfucking Tatas for Tutis. Motherfucking foundation. Why? Because we need new SD cards, and what we need new microphones, and what we need a new set, and what, and you know, we always like to grow our audience mostly.
Yeah.
So tell a friend that you was here, you heard us, and that you want to hear some bullshit again, friend. Damn. Okay, drink your water, mind your business, and above all,
stay motherfucking ratchet.
Do it. God damn it. We out this bitch. Yeah. Why are we here? Why are we wasting all of this time now? Let me be clear, baby. You won't be stressing me in my prime now. You need to speak to me better. Talk to me like I'm worth a damn.
Back to Georgia, back to Atlanta. Funny how present turns past. I might fly Priscilla out just for Banner.